It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic state lawmakers will try again to ban single-use plastic bags and plastic foam containers. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
House Democrats say they will introduce a bill that bans the plastic products and allows cities to make even further restrictions on plastic. Representative Lisa Cutter, one of the sponsors of the bill, says plastics are a major source of pollution in the state.
We're not going after every single type of plastic. That would be impossible, impractical. We simply want to take care of the really egregious things of single-use plastics.
Industry representatives say the bill is impractical and will do little to reduce waste. If passed, Colorado would join several other states that have enacted similar bans in recent years, including California and New Jersey. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper met virtually with Interior Secretary nominee Deb Haaland. He made a pitch for keeping the BLM headquarters in Grand Junction. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hickenlooper says the two talked about support for the outdoor recreation economy, how to protect and conserve natural resources, and the future of the Bureau of Land Management. Colorado's junior senator says he made the case that, if done correctly, a BLM headquarters in the West could help better protect and manage public lands. The BLM move to Grand Junction has been criticized due to concerns that it has helped hollow out the agency of expertise. Hickenlooper is on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which will hold Haaland's confirmation hearing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
About 450 students, employees, and researchers with the University of Colorado may have had their personal information compromised in a cyber attack. CU says third-party vendor Acelion was breached last month. The company provides large file transfers. The university says different kinds of data may have been accessed, including identifying information, health records, and research. This is CPR News.